This is a production of Cornell University.
Student Assembly Meeting, October 27th, 2011. Now it is. Do you see it? As long as everything. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Mama.
So we're just
the director of the Union Board. Student Union Board of the Torian Fish is responsible for the oversight of the District Hall. When I was in the student union, we did not have the necessary to go to the college and have the ability to take the program in the building. I want to make a little switch over and play that play out. We have a number of great organizations, several representatives which are here with us willing to see. However, our funding is still failing to give prior commitments to our annual statistics on the club. As a result, the club's reconstructing the budget is an important opportunity to hold that to demonstrate. But it only helps an additional 55 cents for reducing the IDR program loan. More and more clubs are already limited by the cap that the money will be turned away. Last year, 7 jobs got the answer to this problem. Today, 4-4 Resource Center provides all organizations show up and material and provide other materials for event advertising free of charge. The two union boards believe that the center can be a solution to underfunded organizations looking for low-cost opportunities to advertise their events. But already, the club has reached allocation limits as well. Later this semester, second semester, some will be forced to end its free popular and hot cocoa program, and may possibly require student groups to use the pay for the floor of New York. The board has these measures to be highly unpopular with a large number of student bodies and hopes to allocate more money to the resource center in the future. However, for anyone that comes to make a move from the flow of the church event, as rejected by the Appropriations Committee, the money is being not nearly enough to fund the center, which will cost roughly $9,000 next year. Therefore, we in Wilmington Policy Board can deploy these measures to overturn the registration of the committee and grant a full value of $2.25 to the student. We're doing all we can to make sure that that is for the student, so we cannot serve the student without the push of money. Thank you, Madam.
Great. You timed that perfectly, by the way, so congrats. Is anyone on, does anyone want to speak on the speakers list? All right. Representative Hoffman?
My big question is, when you made the appropriation, I don't believe you had connected $9,000 through 2012, 2013. Why was that? Why is it all of a sudden now?
So the 4-4 was just sent into the planning program, which we decided around this year. Also, we didn't have a finance director before we moved out. So we were kind of working with the numbers and seeing where we were going. And we had initially allocated $1,500. And that was already done with within the first month. As a result, we decided to kind of check out how you're already getting this money right now.
I mean, but you got that finance director in the past, like,
well, no, over the past 2 weeks, we've been re-crunching the numbers, but up until this report was submitted, we had no finance director at that
moment. Okay, next on the speakers list is Representative Block.
Yeah, so thanks so much for coming. I just had a couple of questions about the 4-4 Resource Center in terms of how you guys have spent money so far. So if there's that money out of the $2,500 that you guys have spent, is that been still pretty possible, or has that been as far as you spent on the advertising costs and things like that?
So most of the costs actually been toward, well, there is a
Yeah, can you first state your name and year for the record? You have 20 seconds.
Okay, we provide a lot of materials to all the organizations that are part of the railroad event. And building is essential, as my colleague and I have also talked about the event. I think the event is people come into the railroad station while not knowing what's going on. And when they come in, and they need to talk to them, find out what else could be offered to build and create a sense of community.
All right, that's time. Thank you. Going to our first community member, David G. Or G. Okay, great. Could you just say your name and year?
My name is Dave. Last name is G, like General Ledger. I'm representing all of our residents down here, and I've been fortunate enough to be sponsored by the Georgia Public Union Board. I am not able to make this vision a reality without my help, and originally I wanted to do that day to do my own thing. 2,000 signatures was that didn't make it happen. And as you see, every day that work away, you can make it happen. And usually, you know, 50 people coming, complete strangers, walking through the room, getting to the property, and really connecting Cornell students to other Cornell students. And I cannot say enough how I wouldn't be able to do this without the funding to put out the posters, to get the coffee, to be able to do research on it, to have a nice positive thing out, and I wouldn't be able to do that today if it was all little things. And I can't thank myself enough for helping out, and that's enough like a
story. Okay, great. Moving on to the next speaker on the speaker's list, Representative Goldberg. So I'm going to, okay, that's fine, you can answer.
So I actually have a list of organizations that have come to the corporate research center on the market. Cornell has turned the table winners above Yamaha, the New York City Research Initiative, Cornell Art Club, Cornell Art Club, the Society of Media, the Common Heritage AAC Club, AAC Student Association, Cornell Graduate Consulting Club, and the AAC Student Organization.
All right. Yeah.
And I believe most of you are at the AAC Club. Not a question.
All right, you have 20 more seconds if you need a follow-up question. Unfortunately, your time is up. If someone wants to extend your time, you can. Okay, I'll extend your time by 30 seconds.
The purpose of my staff is we're hoping that by improving the amount of funds, by having them set up, that these clubs will be able to use their FDIC money more quickly to match costs as opposed to towards advertising. If you have a community center full of funding and resources, that we believe that there will be much less money. People won't have to buy every single person on the planet bought a shop and then not be able to use the shop for the entire time. You can have
that's the time. All right, next on the speakers, this is Director of Elections, Robert. sorry. We have a lot of speakers.
Hi. Okay. So I just for my own clarification, I guess, the rest of the student assembly, could you break down, the largest change that I see from your first budget to this budget is that fourth floor research center. Could you break down just like the cost of where that money's going, that extra, the increase of $8,000? I know.
Part of that money is going towards hot supplies, cocoa bank, coffee, and a third is going towards to be maybe 40-50% is going towards resources such as paper, shuttle, things like that. In addition, some plans on the agenda is on track. We're going to say some faculty and other faculty. We are hoping that the center will also be a source of day-to-day programming, which students can come in during the day. Research doesn't actually have programs set up for people to sit back, relax, and get away from, the non-day of the day. And that would be another third or fourth of the costs.
So just to follow up on that, so what is then the difference, I guess, I thought that the popcorn and stuff was more for procrastinate to straight. I'm just getting confused where, and then you have your new events. Is that also, I'm just getting confused as to where you separate each thing. So I guess, what is the difference between procrastinate to straight and
what's the procrastinate to straight is the event that occurs 6 to 9 every Thursday, and specifically for that 9-hour period. Fourth floor leaders that operate from opening up the building, actually at 11 a.m. to close. So that's actually what we say. And while there is some overlap, most of this money for the procrastination is actually going towards the event itself and not necessarily towards the photo or popcorn or anything like that.
All right, next on the speakers list is Katarina Athanasa. Thank you, Katarina. Next on the speakers list is Executive Vice President Gitlin.
Two things. One, I just sort of wanted to reframe the discussion a little bit, because it sounds like we're cutting student union board, but in reality, there isn't a cut happening here. They're receiving the same amount that they received in the last funding cycle. With the 55-cent addition for the pub. But the actual organization for the same activities is receiving the same amount. So that's the first thing. But also on a technical level, I was wondering, VP Nicoletti, as chair of the Appropriations Committee, how you feel with a budget that was significantly different than the one that was seen by the Appropriations Committee. Yes.
It's not easy for the committee to see one budget and have a different budget here, but I think that our reasoning and our rationale stand regardless. regardless of either of the plans. And I think the committee will stand by a lot of the statements that were made that there were running unnecessary expenses. And whether it was cut from strictly 93, which this is a disappointing information, the committee was not in favor of cutting all streets. It just didn't want more money to go to which we felt that our level of money was sufficient. But in the budget, reacting to Monday's report, pretty many moving people to completely cut from the back.
All right, next on the speakers. Oh, yeah, you can respond. You have a minute.
Well, I was going to add a question or a statement. We have $1,000 in the sponsorship. I think what we're trying to get across is that we do provide, of course, a lot of the sponsorship for organizations out there and for the industry, and we're trying to do more to get into more organizations. We really have to satisfy five other requests that are coming in the box right now, and we have to turn them all away because we don't have the amount of money to help us sponsor them. We physicians are not a funding organization. We actually can help prevent those start and finish planning processes that we are partially by the community units, and we're really trying to get put as much help as these organizations have had to demonstrate.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
And I agree with that, and I'm all for sort of the co-sponsoring. I just wanted to make it clear, you know, to the SA because it sounded a little sort of confusing.
All right, next on the speakers list is Vice President of Finance, Nicoletti. All right, next on the speakers list is Representative Mueller. Next on the speakers list is Representative, yes. Oh, you're, yes. Okay, yeah, I got you. Next on the speaker list is Representative Zillman. Okay, so I'm going to turn it to a community member because obviously you all have things that you want to say. So Nicole Offerdahl, you have 2 minutes. Could you speak into the mic?
Yes. Thanks. So I think the reason we're seeing into the sub-budget is part because so many other organizations are creating and are tasked on their agency funding, and so they're using that side to push one thing. I think it's important to remember that when you're studying this, when you're negotiating, when you're speaking for having a campus, and if you're using diversity program, you might have a contract. And if we're not going to fund those initiatives, we're going to keep funding, and you have to make money available.
Thanks. Next on the speaker list is Representative Scalfo.
Do programs operate only on the fourth floor and the ground floor, or are there other parts of the street used?
Programming extends from the fifth floor the program from the fifth floor as well. This room, the international lounge, the music room, occasionally open up the program throughout the library because we have sales of monthly shows in our gallery. In addition, we have
now, just to be eligible for BILAC funding, you have to open your programming up to all students. And there are over 850 students registered with Student Disability Services. If a student with a disability comes to you and requests for the program to be moved, do you consider that a reasonable accommodation for them for you to move the program to an accessible room for them?
We have a lot of programming is on the fourth floor. We definitely try our best to get as many organizations with accessibility issues onto the fourth floor. Given certain organizations, the argument about the first number is for sixes, so that results in some organizations.
sub-trial, which moving around in order for if you have to go to the building, sometimes the accessibility issues are a problem, but we give that in connection with not being
And just, I'm aware that when the pub comes out, but just for your information, I think it would be very wise to advertise that there is an elevator for use down to that floor, because for a student with a disability, they might not know that Willard Street does have an elevator that they can use that makes the pub accessible to them.
All right, next on the speakers list is Representative Desai.
Recommendation made by the Appropriations Committee does not in any way reflect the cut to the current level of programming and funding offered to Willard Street Hall Student Union Board. So, you know, I completely agree that the fourth floor programming and free popcorn and co-sponsorships and the farmers market and things like that are great things for the university. And the allocation presented by the Appropriations Committee does not represent the sentiment that those programs should be cut. It's only representing the sentiment that based on the requested allocation put forth by the organization, it's not an efficient use of student funding in terms of the amount of growth that you would need. So I really want to emphasize that on the, you know, to the members of the assembly, you shouldn't be considering whether or not you think these are valid programs as they stand. You should be making the consideration of whether or not the funding requested here would help the program grow in an economical and efficient sense. That's for you guys to decide. The Appropriations Committee clearly felt that it wasn't. And also to address the point, I actually don't remember who said it. I think it might have been Nicole, but that, you know, SAFC budgets have been lower this year and that student organizations are seeking co-sponsorships elsewhere on campus. I mean, this is completely my opinion, but if you want to increase the amount of funding going to SAFC organizations rather than funneling it through any sort of programming board for co-sponsorships, you should let more money of the student activity fee go to the SAFC so that caps can increase in the future. That's just my own personal opinion on solving that matter. I guess in short, I feel that, yeah, the Appropriations Committee made a valid opinion here and that we should see to it.
There's actually a lot of people left on the speaker list. Thanks. Next from the audience or the community, Elizabeth Parcher. You have 50 more seconds.
And I just want to make a comment on given the number of students who serve coming in now in the military call, this is actually a good investment.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Yatarian.
Having national organization then kind of being close here.
Since then, Lauren Ritter has been a bunch of other organizations, including the AMA and the affiliated groups, have come together to turn that into an entire focusing on the number of people affected by the disease and just increasing awareness. So we originally thought to put money only towards the school itself, but now we're going to contribute funding to some of the other buildings.
Next on the speaker's list is Vice President of Internal Operations, Rao.
So, thank you guys for coming today. I'm a member of the Appropriations Committee, and I'm very perplexed by the budget that's been presented to us today. Is this? Now we're back. Okay. Versus the budget that was presented to us back on Monday. And am I off again? No?
Go.
Good? Okay, I'm not going to touch it now. So, I mean, we issued a recommendation saying that we thought that some line items in the budget were not the most appropriate uses of funding. But that, to me, doesn't answer the question as to why now you plan on spending $1,200 more in advertising. If you had projected these numbers then I feel like those are the numbers that should have been presented to us at that point. And the same goes for the AIDS quilt, and the same goes for the fourth floor resource center. If those were the costs that your organization really thought was necessary for your group to exist, then I don't know why the numbers have fluctuated so much. And I guess it's just not really logical to me. Also, the fact that you can be spending $4,500 on chalk and paper when chalk is really not that expensive, that kind of sticks out in my head. And I just feel that if these were actually the projected costs, then they should have been presented on Monday, and I really don't think anything's really changed from Monday to Thursday that the projected cost should have changed so much.
Well, I think we on Monday saying that the Federal Reserve Center is going to be called $9,000. I also think that maybe large dollar amount may not have been enough in order to kind of be called, given, you know, we didn't have a contract director at that point, and actually, I apologize for not actually presenting
next on the speaker's list is community member Jake Mummelstein. Yeah. Thank you. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Wolford.
Those numbers have
Next on the speaker list is Representative Gitlin. Can you speak into the mic? Next on the speakers list is Vice President of Outreach, Smith.
Is this on? Nope. Okay. Is it? Oh, good. So I'll say this a few things. First of all, I do agree with Representative Desai in terms of the SAFC deal. However, I don't really deal with the funding issue thing, so I'd ask him about that. But okay, but I will say this. I, just to the Assembly in general, I think we come in with a different perspective on this. I think it is odd, a little ironic, a little paradoxical that we have come up with all these different initiatives from the SA, whether it be late night programming, the pub, this, that, and the third. And then we essentially, I don't want to say pawn off, but we give the responsibility to all these other student organizations and groups on campus. Justification for the pub that I've heard thus far and all these different meetings that we've been to is, oh, we want to make Willard Hall a hub for students on campus. We want to bring in all these different late night programs and things like that. But then it seems like when student groups or different groups make the effort to come and show us how they're trying to move forward the initiative that we keep giving to them, we keep stifling that progress. And I think the message that we're sending is a little mixed on that part. Now, I don't know the details of the budget, and I will say I do think it's a little unfair that you guys have changed this budget all of a sudden, and that wasn't right, because the appropriations committee can't possibly give, or I don't know, couldn't have given like the best rationale they could have regarding the budget. I do think I don't know how your budget is working so far, but I'm sure in some way you could spend your money a bit more efficiently. So I'm probably going a little bit more off the principle here. I'm a little torn on this decision right now, just because of the things that are going off of both sides, but that's where
I'm throwing out a number.
We don't have to vote this down. Plenty of information. Don't we vote this down before we throw out a number?
What?
You can motion to amend.
Oh, well, I motion to amend this to $2.
Second. All right, so there's when been... Yes.
No, $2.
$2. So the middle between what they asked for at $2.25 and a 20-cent increase from $1.80. So we're now opening a new speakers list on the amendment for $2. First on the speakers list is Vice President of Finance Nicoletti. Please keep your hands up for everyone else. That.
We really do appreciate the effort of the staff. We think they've done an amazing job since being cut 15 cents a year ago. That being said, an increase is not a right, it's a privilege. If they're making students pay 45 cents more for services, That means that the appropriations itself, that the additional services were necessary, that the expenditures for popcorn and office to give away as an inherent service to students was unnecessary. So, if we want more students to have resources, then I think most students rather perform money in the SAFC and allow them to fund the organizations and the objectives they want to fund. So I think the level of funding is sufficient for this group, and they can continue to do great programs with the amount of money that they have. I think that we are helping this group to continue to grow because they're taking a really great leadership initiative in Vermont, and we're providing them the funding in order to further it. Rob Callahan and Mike McDonald and the rest of us have done a perfect job of helping further it. But when someone wants to do new things, you also have to take a look at how efficient is that new program, and there are plenty of new programs on the campus that people are looking to fund, and it is the most efficient new program.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Gitlin. Can you speak just a bit louder? Thank you.
Based on the restaurants you guys provided, I'm sure you can feel free to correct me if this is wrong, but it just seems like the 55 million increase remains committed to the pub funding, which is going more to those sources of pubs. I think though the pubs would be great, it's a nice idea and it's a great initiative that's going forward. I think as everybody else is using, there are other things that take place in this building, and so I think money should go towards that. And again, I should see that I'm sure you guys can spend your money a bit more efficiently. But I didn't think you agree.
All right, next is community member Griselda. Can you state your name and year for the record? Your name and year. Yep.
My name is Griselda Bellotto, and I'm a senior. I work at the Literary Policy Resource Center as a manager. Frankly, I just want to make a point that we would not be where we are right now without the help. There's no question. We are currently trying to get off the ground. We're trying to start a demand for the center, and we really have done that without the help. And I feel like they need the money.
You have a minute.
Okay. So,
could you just speak a little bit louder?
Okay. Regarding
next on the speaker's list is Representative Trefison.
This should be the center for talking about. This
should be the planners in the way. There's no reason that 20 events should make the difference between new events, co-sponsorship, and a variety of other new activities that they want to do. So again, I'm seconding my opinion for $2. Just want to make that aware.
Next on the speaker's list is Representative Zillman.
I was wondering if you could just elaborate on the services provided in the Senior Center. What, I know you've mentioned it a couple times, a little bit, but what exactly the Resource Center provides, what attendance looks like at events, and the better idea of what students serve by capacity is different, like events versus advertisement versus
started with maybe you can notice that like a lot of student groups generally when they want to come in, they want to go put on an event, what do I do? Generally there was no information maybe so the student groups didn't access except for online and maybe for it, and that is what the Resource Center was founded for. To help them gain access and putting on events. We're gonna help facilitate communities, R25, and all the necessary maybe or need for them to put on their events. We also want to help with their advertising because generally there's a lot of high advertising costs, especially with large events. And so if we can help them to pre-advertise potentially to start resources, then they can use those funds towards their event instead of putting it in and then reduce the cost.
Next on the speaker list is Representative Kay. Oh, what? Okay, you want to go. You have 30 seconds.
Okay.
Just a point of information for myself. Does it cost money to advertise in Willard Street Hall if you put it on?
The only thing about advertising is having a number of folks strictly just the labor costs actually there.
And is that where the advertising cost would go?
No, simply for the actual paper, chalk, poster paper, instruction paper, and everything else.
Okay, great. You just need a motion to extend.
Motion to extend.
Okay, I'll extend your time by 30 seconds. So could you restate your question?
Still, the services provided and attended still
welcome for entire areas. So, I think that we
next on the speaker's list is Representative Kay.
Okay, thank you guys a lot for coming. I know this, again, I just like to reiterate why this debate is about. And I think that, you know, I agree with Katarina. I think that, you know, you guys may need the stuff, you do need stuff to survive. But we just, it's a matter of how much money they're getting and whether they deserve a raise. And I don't think it's a matter of reserve. I want to put it into context for you guys that we've been hearing a lot of different requests from violent organizations and FNMC appeals that student organizations across campus are frustrated with the lack of funding that we seem to have this year for FDA. And everybody's going to take a hit, and I think that it's important to note that you're at least keeping the same amount of funding, that that's kind of a blessing at the same time. And I totally agree that you guys should want you guys to expand. And I think the 20 cents could potentially help, but I want to put it in context for the assembly members. There are student organizations across campus that are being cut, and we have to take into account the interests of all students. And if Nicolai could, I guess, clarify the attendance figures, or you guys should clarify the attendance figures, we do have a lot of other student organizations that we need to represent the interests of all students. I think that we agree that, you know, that is representing the interests of all students, and we should definitely approve the 20 cents increase. If not, I think that we do recognize that there are a lot of students that are at a cut, and we be able to use those 20 cents more efficiently for the integral part of the organization.
Yeah, you have 15 seconds. She asked just to get your attendance figures instead of in the hundreds to an actual number. Am I right? Is that your question?
Yeah. I mean, I would like to know if, you know, we can judge whether the 20 cent increase would, I guess, help all students, or a significant enough portion that if we could justify a 20 cent increase, if we're, you know, if we could put that toward FAP funding to go to other communication funding.
So I'm going to extend your time by 30 seconds.
Okay. One question.
How much? So to clarify, 11,000 popcorn bags have been eaten, or popcorn has been eaten. Next on the speaker's list is Representative Desai. And at any time, you can call the question, just so you know. We have a long speaker's list, but a lot of points have already been made. So you have a minute, Roniel.
Okay. So I want to run through a couple points here. So the first, someone, I'm really sorry, I missed your name, I couldn't hear what you said into the mic. You said you wouldn't be where you are today without the subs. No one here is disagreeing with that, but I guess the question that we're currently facing is, would you guys disappear if the subs did not get this 20 cents or this 45 cent increase? I'm convinced that the answer to that is yes, you would be there even without that increase, that you wouldn't need it. Just to go through a couple numbers, so I know you guys are only looking at the projections for what they would like to spend, but the Appropriations Committee has to take a look at what they have spent in the past. To give you an idea, so first of all, that advertisement account right there is a new account that has never been used before, and that, at least during the hearing, was explained to be for promotion and for new member recruitment. I remember that was an explicit expense that we felt was extraneous. The fourth floor resource center, which is they would like to spend $2,500 on this semester, this year, move up to over $8,000 for the coming 2 years. In the past 3 years, had a budget of $800. And then the year before that, $400. So to give you an idea of, like, there's growth that can be supported, and then there's growth that can't be supported. I know Jed talked about where this money could be going otherwise. If the 45 cent increase that they originally asked for, that the Appropriations Committee funded down, to give you an idea of where that could be used elsewhere, if that money, student activity fee-wise, were to be put into the SAFC, every club sports organization could have a special projects account that would grant them $300 a semester. Now, I ask you, where do you think that money is being spent more efficiently? Because that's the group that we've heard that has asked for more money that we have been unable to fund. These are the types of decisions that we are facing moving forward, and I think we have to keep everything in perspective.
You know, at the end of the day, the 20 cent increase we're talking about is $2,600, which I honestly feel, based on the groups that Vice President Nicoletti has just announced and the groups that we've already heard complaining about the SAFC allocation, this money can clearly be used more efficiently elsewhere, and I call the question.
All right, there's been a call to question. So we're voting now on the amendment for the $2 for sub. This is a 20 cent increase from what they're asking for. For this amendment to pass, it has to pass by 2/3. So do you want to just explain the rules again really quickly? Yes. Oh, okay. It hasn't been incorporated yet. Okay, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, basically for this amendment, it plays off from our resolution, so it requires a majority to pass.
Okay, and when you vote yes and no and abstain.
Yeah, all right, sorry. If you vote yes, of course you're voting for the motion. If you're voting no, you're voting against it, and if you abstain, you're also voting against it. So.
Okay, so a no and an abstain mean the same thing. All right, so for those that do want to increase subs funding to $2, please raise your placards. All those opposed, please raise your placards. And all those that abstain. All right, by a vote of what? We're voting on the $2. Okay, she abstains. All right, so by a vote of 6-13-1, the motion does not pass. We're moving back to the speaker's list, which is on $1.80. Okay, there's been a call to question. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any dissent? All right, seeing none, we are going to go into roll call vote for the SA Appropriations Committee recommendation for Willard Strayed Hall Student Union Board at $1.80. The clerk could please call the roll. Could we pass a mic just so everyone can hear?
No.
Not here. She just left.
Yes.
Yes.
John Muir? Okay, John Muir is a yes. John Mueller is also a yes.
Meller, Mueller, and Muir. Oh, yes.
Meller, Mueller, and Muir all are yes. All right. I don't vote.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
By a vote of 13-6-0, the SA Appropriations Committee approves the $1.80 budget for Willard Strayed Hall Student Union Board. Thank you for everyone that spoke and for coming. We really appreciate it.
No.
right, we're going to go a bit differently out of order from our agenda. I don't know if this is on. And go to Resolution 22.
Oh, I know.
Encouraging the administration to reevaluate the messages they send to members of the university student body by Representative Brown.
And
Eva Drago. So for anyone in the audience that would like to speak on this resolution, it's Resolution 22. We went a bit out of order of our agenda. The Vice President of Internal Operations, John Rao, will be going around. And if you have anything to say, please feel free to come to the front. All right. Sarah, you have 2 minutes to present your resolution. Could you please speak into the mic? Okay, great. I'm opening up the speakers list, and I would really encourage representatives to speak on this.
Questions.
Oh, yes, it is new business, so it's only questions. Thank you. All right, there's been a motion to make it business of the day. Is there a second? Is there any dissent? All right, I'm going to call that there is unanimous consent, so we're moving it to business of the day. So now you can vote on this resolution. The first on the speakers list is Representative Block. Can you speak into this just because people in the audience are having trouble hearing you? You have 50 seconds.
I would say, I'm a little worried about what we're sending these messages. When we send those messages, we ask them, we're basically saying that we don't believe that the future climate is going to be the future climate. And I think that, you know, we definitely have to balance these issues, which is A, sexism should not exist in our campus. And I think, you know, women who are sexist need to become a bigger part of our culture. That's why I say that we need to come up next year. But at the same time, what we're essentially doing is, you know,
where is the end where we continually don't allow this professor to perform the things that we want to at that point? You know, we have to at some point understand that if we don't, for example, if we're worried about the effects of professors, this professor seems to be very worried about this, about the way in which he, you know, keeps faculty, because he's gone through this process and he recognizes that limitations are very important. However, teachers or professors may not have gone through this ordeal, may not be, you know, always thinking about these issues. So I think that in terms of the message that we're sending, we really need to watch out for that. But secondly, you know, that in terms of the quality of this, you know, this is going to be going to perform what it's going to do. I think that, you know, we have to reach out to our ability, and we absolutely need to do that. But at the same time, I don't think that it is our job to continually, you know, follow this kind of comment that we're
getting. That's time. Alright, and that's time. Next on the speakers list is Representative Gilman. It might just help for you to hold the mic. Yeah, just with the vowels, it's really hard to hear. So just for a refresher for all the community members in the audience, if you would like to get on the speakers list, our Vice President of Internal Operations is going around with a list. How we alternate speaking time is it's two representatives for every one community member. If you want to speak multiple times, that's also allowed. So our first community member is Tia Hicks. If you could come to the front, and anyone else that would like to speak, feel free to sit at any of the chairs up here. And if you're going to speak, just say your name and year for the record. And this conference has
really that Shockwave is true for another outside program, many people in the field don't respect him, and so for him to have to share a question with me, what kind of message that is to possibly be on this and people in the five kind of positions for him.
Thanks, Tia. Next on the speakers list is Representative Smith.
Hello. Oh, I don't know if this is working. Okay, there we go. A little AAP love right there, Tia. I love it. But I don't know what repercussions this individual faced in regards to after he made the comments. But I would say this in contrast to your statement. This is a person, or coming from the perspective, if you could say someone like here or there or Candace, you see an individual who looks, I don't think looks like you, but is a part of that community, kind of sort of resembles you in some ways, and you feel like this person is a leader. And in the midst of all the changes that are happening in this particular community at this time, given the context of what's going on at this time, for that person to speak out and degrade you as a person, as your gender, your race, I can't even explain how that feels to this group of people. And I think putting this person in charge of hiring faculty members, a person who clearly has little regard for what he says, how is he going to look really closely at the people that he's looking to hire, or the people he's considering to be hired? He could easily hire people who are going to be, who I don't have the same mentality as him.
Right.
He's not necessarily looking with me at the deeper issues that I've never faced. I probably didn't articulate that as clearly as I wanted to, but I think you get the general.
Thank you, Ulysses. I really appreciate that. I know that took a lot. I just want to make sure that as we're discussing this issue, we make sure not to vilify any one person. I know when I was speaking with Sarah about this resolution that it was meant more to bring awareness to the issue and to also ask, I don't know if you can hear me, and to also ask that the university look more carefully at these practices in the future. So while this is an upsetting issue, this is also about a broader issue and not one particular person. Thanks for the clarification. Next on the speakers list is Representative Hoffman.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify
for... Wait 1 second for the mic.
Did you give it to me? I just want to clarify for myself, maybe because I want to follow this issue quite closely. What sort of repercussions has Professor Brad Harwood?
Thank you.
why is it an alleged accusation?
Yeah.
Information.
I know plenty of many repercussions aren't, but there were two that were in public.
Just for just point of information, they're directed to the chair. So, is it a question?
No.
Okay. Do you want to?
Point.
Okay. Point of clarification.
Okay.
Go for it.
So just to put those in, he was removed as the head of graduate studies at Africana, that's correct, and is invited from the 40th anniversary of the Africana studies. Okay, just to clarify.
Thank you.
Point of inquiry. Did the professor ever admit to saying those things?
Yes, and that was already a question.
Okay.
Yes.
I just
questioned
because
the
son, yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah. Next on the speaker's list is community member Candace Katayangi. Please correct my last name. Pronunciation. Thank you so much. Next, there's a motion to extend if you had anything else to say. It seemed like you finished, though. It was a great finish. Okay, great. All right, next on the speaker list is Representative Wheeler.
I said it for you when you finished that perfectly on time. That was great. I did want to say that, a couple of representatives mentioned that we don't want to send a message of disagreeing with how the administration handles these sorts of things. And I would just remind everybody, at least in my opinion, it's not our job to agree. By no means is it our job to agree. And we should be bringing these sorts of things to the attention of the administration. Especially in this sort of resolution, a sense of body resolution. You know, we may not want to vilify a particular professor in this year. However, other people on campus are vilified, will vilify the professor, and this is our conscientious, thoughtful way of saying to the administration that other people are talking about this, and we are echoing the sentiments of many people on campus. So that's all. I fully support this, so I hope other people will join that.
All right, next on the speakers list is Representative Goldberg. All right, there's been a call to question, and there's a second. Is there any dissent? All right, we're gonna hold off for yes.
So
wait,
just, but,
so no. You have dissent?
I guess it's dissent.
Okay, please explain your dissent. You have 30 seconds.
Sure. On the second whereas clause, it says Fared was allegedly accused. Also on the Daily Sun, it says allegedly accused. So do we know if this actually happened?
Yes, it did happen.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
Yes. Yeah. Can you talk into the mic for your point of information?
Sorry, before we vote on this, the event that this resolution does ask, what exactly do you need to have in mind? Like, what does formally evaluated action mean?
There's pressure on our administration, there's pressure on a lot of different areas in there's pressure on a lot of different community, a lot of different groups, to just reevaluate these domestic relations to different bodies, ethnic, religious, racial groups, and sister women about treatment. And as a student, we should make them more aware of the concerns of these
So to more directly answer your question, I'll send this out to the administrators, and it goes into the action listserv, and I'll also send it over to the Africana Center. It's just a recommendation from the Student Assembly. It's a sense of body. We by no means have any authority to stop the search or anything like that, but it's just the sense of community from the essay. So with that, I'm not letting any more dissent or point of information. We're going to vote. So with that, we'll do placard vote. So if you want to approve this resolution, Resolution 22, please raise your placard. All right, all those opposed? And all those that abstain? All right, by a vote of 17-1-3, Resolution 22 passes. So we have 3 minutes left. We have 3 minutes left of our meeting before executive session. Do you want to go? Do you think that it gives you enough time? Okay. The meeting is already extended, so we can't extend it more. But Representative Trefison will quickly explain Resolution 21. It is new business, so we can't vote on it anyways. But we do have a member of the community here. Thank you. Thank you, and that's a great ending. It's 6:31, so I'm officially calling this assembly meeting finished for the day. We're going into executive session, so if everyone that the representatives could stay, thank you all for attending that day. I don't, it's at home.
See?
Well, I will buy you.
You start bringing my gavel.
Yeah. It's ice cold. Willard Street, why did you pick up the
I
am really happy to use the word drunk.
I was drunk.
That is the best. EJ.
Was it inappropriate for me to wear gloves?
No,
I'm
fine.
Thank you.
Can't believe I missed the picture.
No, we didn't do that.
No, I actually.
I know.
What?
That's the sign. He starts talking to me about like if I really want to learn about this stuff and like if I want to go into consulting and how I can do this. He's like, oh, so are you? Is
and
that I was like, no, not really.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.